He joins us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline. The one and only John Clark. Sunshine, how you doing, man?
No sunshine today, brother.
Why?
The weather.
Oh, yeah. See, we can't see out the window.
Yeah,
here.
The weather's not good today, but John does have a picture pinned to his Twitter feed at JClarkNBCS of the big rainbow that went right into the Lincoln Financial Field about a week or so ago.
Oh, it's a great big photo. Storms. Yeah, yeah.
Great photo.
Well, and it was a double rainbow, so back to back, I'm thinking here.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's a back to back. And it's leading like right into the one end zone.
That's right. A lot of gold at the end there.
That's phenomenal. Yeah, well, I tell you, the other thing on your Twitter feed that we got a lot of attention today was this video of Carson Wentz throwing at the OTAs, man. You wouldn't even know he had knee surgery watching that video.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. And, you know, we were talking as media people there, and we did not know that he would be out there doing these things. But he did all of the individual drills that the other quarterbacks did. And then after the individual drills were over, I saw him take his brace off, and he did a little bit of stretching and some exercises. So he didn't do any of the team work, but did see him throw to his new receiver, Mike Wallace, and his other receivers. And I got to tell you, he's, for 5 months after knee surgery, looking real good.
Did he speak after the practice to say how he felt today, John?
No, he spoke before, and he talked about, you know, making incremental improvements each day, and that he really is going to be smart about this. Even if his knee is feeling good, and the doctor's saying, we can't push this today or can't push this too far, he's going to listen to them and be smart because he knows the overall goal. He doesn't need preseason, he said. He said the overall goal is regular season. So I think he's got his mind in the right place.
Hey, John, considering, you know, Carson Wentz in this video, and it looks like he's, you know, well on the road to recovery, and, you know, who knows, maybe he can go week one. Is there anything right now that tops your list of worries about the Eagles right now?
Oh, that's a good question. I guess no. I think this team is stacked. I mean, for a Super Bowl team to return basically everybody except for a couple of starters who wound up taking lesser roles, you know, you're talking about LeGarrette Blount, Torrey Smith, they decided to move on from. So, I mean, this team is stacked. I guess the health of Jason Peters.
Yeah.
I think you'd include that. He was there today, which was a good sign. But I just think. The overall thing with a team that is trying to repeat as Super Bowl champions that you have to worry about is the fact that they worked so hard to get the Super Bowl. They finally got the Super Bowl, and then they say, okay, well, we can take a step back. I don't think this group would do that, but, you know, I talked to Michael Irvin when I was out at the draft, and he said every single week you step on the field, every game becomes tougher because that team that's facing you looks at that as their Super Bowl, the chance to make their season by beating the defending Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, no question about it. John Clark from NBC Sports Philadelphia joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. John, two players are not present. That would be Darren Sproles and Michael Bennett. Do you have any reasoning why they are not attending organized team activities? We know it's optional, but why they may not be there?
They are veterans, and it is their choice, and they know their bodies, and I do think it's funny. Let's look back to last year, and I remember there was a couple of weeks or maybe a week of sports talk radio about Fletcher Cox not being there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, how soon did we forget about that once the team started playing well? And it certainly didn't affect Fletcher Cox during the season because he had a fantastic year. So I think those guys, Darren Sproles, of course, coming off injury, he knows how to get his body ready. That guy, the Eagles will tell you, there is no one who works or trains or practices harder than Darren Sproles. So I think he knows how to get his body ready. And I would trust Michael Bennett does too.
Yeah, the weird thing about Bennett for me, though, John, is this is a new team. It's not like he's been here a couple of years and he's not showing up. I would think in your first year with a new team that you may want to show up there and start to gain some chemistry both on and off the field with your teammates. No?
I would agree with that. Mike Wallace is here. I would agree with that, and I would rather him be here. Obviously, he has a legal thing that he's taking care of, and I know he's doing a lot of stuff with his foundation and traveling, promoting his book and things. Yeah, I'd rather have him here, but do I think it's going to affect him in the way he plays this year? I don't.
Hey, John, Philly's off to a great start, finally figured out a way to beat the Braves, who they've had some trouble with early in this season. But a great game last night, some great defense being played by several players. Pivetta with another good outing, you know, a couple of good, pinch hit home run. He sort of got a mix of everything last night. Do you think that this Philly's start can last?
You know what? I do, because I think, number one, I think the signing of Jake Arrieta was huge for this team. Takes a tiny bit of pressure off Aaron Nola. He doesn't have to be a guy. And Aaron Nola, as you've seen, has been sensational. Arrieta's been great. And Pivetta. Man, Pivetta has been fantastic. What is he's given up one run his last three starts. So other than one really bad outing out of Pivetta, he's been great. You see Eflin step in. Vince Velasquez, I do need to see more of this, but he's turning the corner. So I think the starting pitching has been the foundation for all of this. When you can show up as a lineup almost every day and have the confidence that you're going to get a good outing and you're going to be in the game, that helps out a lot. And I think the hitting can get better. I mean, you've seen some guys that are under 220, three or four guys in the lineup, and Carlos Santana, you saw when he started to hit here, what it's done for the team. So, and Odubel leading the way, he's been fantastic. So, yeah, I do think this can last. I really do. And I think this team is at the point where they see that this team in July, if they are in this position, they are going to try to get some things done to help this team for this year and next year.
John Clark, one last question for you from NBC Sports Philadelphia on the Comcast Business Hotline. You were down there yesterday, batting practice. Doug Peterson, who is basically a rock star in Philadelphia since winning the Super Bowl. I mean, he goes out, he throws the first pitch, and he grooves a slider on the edge of the plate. Everything this guy has done since the Super Bowl has been treated with such a tremendous fanfare. He goes down there yesterday, and he's bombing the ball out of the cage yesterday.
He hit one to the warning track. Now, it wasn't quite an Odell Beckham that we saw the other day, but let me tell you, Doug is crushing it in everything that he does. I mean, this is the year of Doug. He's winning everything. You talked about that first pitch that he came and threw out. I mean, Reese Hoskins told him yesterday that's the best first pitch he's ever seen. And we've seen some bad ones, of course. But, Doug, listen, this is the great thing about Doug. And so many people had questions about him when he came here. Doug is just a regular guy. Mm-hmm. He comes over there and he talks with everybody. And you can see the way he relates to his rookies. He was busting their chops about, you know how I won this hitting challenge, boys? I was in the weight room. And he's able to have that athlete, like, hey, I played the game, and I can bust chops back and forth with you, so I'm out of practice today with Nigel Bradham, you know, just joking around. So he's one of the guys, and guys love playing for those types of coaches. And look, he's going to, you know, he's going to get on you if you're not getting the job done, but he's going to do that in the privacy of a meeting or something like that. So, look, this is the year of Doug. Let's hope it continues. But this guy is a stud around Philly.
Yeah, and but people get around him. They're acting like he's a beetle, for goodness sake. It's crazy.
Hey, this guy delivered the first Super Bowl to the city of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I mean, he can do anything he wants right now.
Totally agree. Hey, John, we appreciate it. We've got to get you in sometime soon, all right, man?
You got it. That'd be fun. And Harry, being your neighbor down the block, if you need anything, need any help with anything, I did bring you that Welcome to the Neighborhood bottle.
Yeah, he
I know
did.
It's probably a year too late.
He delivered, and that was gone the next day, I think.
So deliver another bottle, and there's a little bit of weeding that needs to be done out front. Yeah. Lima's out of town.
I got a guy for that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Okay, we're good.
You got a guy. Well, I'll bring a bigger bottle next time.
Yeah, and share. Hey, John, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, keep up the good work, guys.